I'm good. I got a bunch, actually. Thank you.
Good afternoon, Gemini Ceramics.
Hey, is Terry in by chance?
Speaking.
Hey, Terry, this is Tyler over at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Where are we at now?
Bank of Cardiff. We're actually a private business bank out in San Diego.
Okay.
We actually had extended an offer here to you about 2 weeks ago. It was actually based off some good lending history you guys had with Regions Bank a few years back. Is any of that ringing a bell?
If it was like in a mail offer or something like that?
Yeah, it was direct mail. It was sent about 2 weeks ago. It may have hit your mailbox by now.
Okay.
It was actually a pre-approval for some equipment as well as working capital, and you'd been pre-approved for right around $250K. Just kind of wanted to touch base here with you and just see how business was going and if there was anything coming up here in the near future we might be able to help you out with.
Well, frankly, business is falling apart. If you understand my business, I am a one-man laboratory that makes teeth for dentists.
Uh-huh.
The business is becoming very commoditized by CAD-CAM manufacturing and stuff like that.
Yeah, there's been a big craze there on the milling machines, right, that they've been releasing?
That's one thing, yeah, and the next thing is going to be wax printing and stuff like that.
Wax printing?
Yeah, well, additive manufacturing, let's put it that way. And, you know, wax, it can be lots of different materials, but
uh-huh.
It's still the same process.
I see.
Instead of milling, they computerly build it up instead of cutting it down, if that makes any sense.
Wow.
To you. The truth of the matter is, I only basically had maybe 8 accounts from the last 25, 30 years I've been in business, all right?
Mm-hmm.
In the last 2 years, 3 of them have died, 2 of them have retired, so I'm down to 3 accounts.
Oh, wow.
And I'm sneaking up on retiring myself.
I don't
really want to go $100,000 in debt for all this new equipment when I don't have the work to do it. I can outsource it for a little bit more than it cost me to produce it in-house. Do you know what I'm trying to say? And so my theory at the moment is to outsource what I have to get to retirement. I'm not going to go
into that. Hey, Ted, if you can hear me, our servers just went down. I'll give you a call right back.
All right.